is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Ting, an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Danny Bard, please note the following medical letter, period. Danny is D-A-N-N-Y, Bard, B-A-R-N-D, B-A-R-N-D. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on today's date, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 70-year-old male, height 5'6" tall, weight 200 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 5th of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended by a retired ambulance, period. The patient was in a 1989 Chevy half-ton pickup truck, period. The vehicle was totaled but drivable, period. The seat broke, period. The patient was jerked and landed in the back seat with a broken seat, period. His head hit the back seat or wall, period. He had immediate pain that became worse later, including the mid-back, comma, entire back, comma, and abdomen, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain and diminished range of motion in the mid-back, as well as abdominal pain, period. New paragraph. His mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant dull aching pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up and down the spine, period. New paragraph. His abdominal pain is described as a discomfort, period. It is also described as a tearing sensation and very uncomfortable, period. This does occur daily, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that ambulance took him to Community East. He had x-rays. He was treated and released, period. He was seen at Performance Wellness a week or so later. He had several visits with therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include the following, period. He has difficulty working on cars, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, walking over 400 feet, comma, and standing greater than 10 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include metoprolol, comma, lisinopril, comma, amlodipine, comma, finasteride, comma, chlorthalidone, comma, Plavix, comma, and atorvastatin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes topical creams and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes hyperlipidemia, comma, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, hypertension, comma, irregular heartbeat, comma, and shortness of breath, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his mid-back in the past, period. He has not had major automobile accidents, only minor accidents without injury, period. He has not had work injuries, period. He did cut the motor nerve to his arm in approximately the year 2000, pushing a car, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals cervical surgery for degenerative bone disease with fusion in approximately the year 2000, period. He has had hernia repair and cancer removed of his skin, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a prior mechanic. He was placed on disability due to his neck in the year 2000, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including records from Performance Wellness, as well as Community Hospital East, period. Community emergency room report, May 5th, 2022, state's 68-year-old male, presents to the ED for evaluation of neck and back pain times 1 hour ago period, was stopped and rear-ended by an old ambulance vehicle period. He has two cadaver vertebrae at C6 and C7. He has multiple fusions period. His back is also in pain from the crash period. Abnormalities were noted and documented on exam of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas period. They ordered x-rays of the thoracic spine, x-rays of the lumbar spine, CT of the cervical spine, CT of the head. The above diagnostic studies were negative for fracture, period. Their clinical impression was 1, motor vehicle collision, number 2, neck pain, period. Performance wellness note, May 27th, 2022. He presented with neck pain and back pain. They documented objective findings with spasm, tenderness, and range of motion loss throughout the entire spine. Their diagnosis was brain of the cervical ligaments, comma, thoracic spine, comma, lumbar ligaments, comma, muscle spasm of the back, comma, strain of the back wall of the thorax, and strain of the low back, period. Notes from performance wellness, August 22nd, 2022, presents with a complaint of back pain. They did treatments consisted of mechanical traction, dry hydrotherapy, and chiropractic manipulation, period. New paragraph. The above treatment for which I have documented and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 5th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, today's date, Dr. Mandel. Presentation of his gait was normal, period. Examination of the skin revealed 10 centimeter vertical scar, surgical in nature due to skin cancer. And this was in the back region, period. There was an anterior neck surgical scar that was difficult to see as it blended in very well, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid. There was diminished range of motion as expected due to the fusion surgery, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, diminished strength and heat palpable, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 12 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination revealed tenderness in the right lower quadrant to depalpation, period. There was scar tissue noted on palpation, period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 2, abdominal trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, improved with aggravation of prior neck problems, period. Number 4, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain improved, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of May 5th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following findings, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the abdominal area, utilizing Table 3-1, the patient qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% impairment as a result of the auto accident of May 5th, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in his mid-back region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication using generic medications at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Submit back injections would cost $2,500, period. A back brace costs $250 and needs to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. An MRI of the thoracic area should be done at a cost of $2,600, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.